And all you want to do is make sure that you base everything. This is my strongest advice to anybody. My point of view and all of I do, all the work I've done over the last 5 years, is I am Missouri, the show-me state. I don't deal with hearsay whatsoever. You tell me your conclusion, that's very nice. Give me the citation and tell me where you get that. And if you can't come up with it, I don't think what you've told me is true. I don't treat it as true. I don't pass around hearsay, ever. I want to see the basis of it, and I want to read it for myself, and I want to understand if I think there's anything there.
Well, can you explain anything about the 60 gigahertz frequency being bioactive, uniquely bioactive, regarding oxygen? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, very much so.
What is it?
You know, let's just think this through. What are we doing? We're sending electromagnetic power through the air at particular frequencies. That's what we're doing. And each frequency has its own specific wavelength and has its own set of properties. And the biggest problem we have today isn't any one particular frequency. It is the fact that they are unleashing so many of them, okay, all at the same time. And there are interactions between them that have never been studied. So it's like this. You go do a bunch of studies on a particular medication, and they do these safety studies, allegedly, and they tell you this one's okay. All right? Then you go out for the next one, and this one's okay. But guess what? They don't really do much work on what happens if you take medication A and B at the same time. They don't do much work like that. And then they load some poor sucker up with five of them. What? What's the interaction of all these medications in somebody's body? That's the bottom line. Nobody knows. They're just making money. They're just shoving it in your body, and you're willingly swallowing it because some doctor said it would be good for you. Well, I would start thinking very critically about those decisions. I would suggest you take very, 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 very few medications. Same thing with radio frequency microwave radiation. Okay, we have particular frequencies that are very valuable because they do certain things. The beachfront frequencies, the best frequencies around for sending data across long distances, has been 700 megahertz. And that's why they bought it up. It used to be part of UHF television, and they repurposed it, and everyone uses it for cell phones. Well, guess what? Now we're going to go for VHF television, and we're going to now take that at 600 megahertz. And that's the basis of T-Mobile 5G. It's just like 700 megahertz. It has about the same properties. Hey, they're branding it 5G, but it's really no different. It's the same as 4G. So my really strong suggestion to everybody is forget the G's. It's just a whole bunch of marketing mumbo-jumbo. Always just go back to the specific frequencies and wavelengths, and that's what matters. At 600 megahertz, you have about a 20-inch wavelength, okay? At 700 megahertz, you have about a 17-inch wavelength. At Wi-Fi, at 2450 megahertz, you have about a 5-inch wavelength. These things matter. Why? Because resonance. Resonance is the most important thing to consider, along with the modulation, the way that they put the data on the frequencies. That's what's so foreign. The problem is that most waves that we grew up with, electromagnetic waves, whether it's visible light or coming from magnetic fields from the Earth or anything else, they're very smooth waves. They're not erratic, okay? And you're used to a smooth up and a smooth down, and you want to be able to react to something at 8 hertz. 8 hertz is 8 times a second. Now you say, how fast is that? A lot faster than you think. It's kind of like this. That's about 8 hertz. That's what's going on from the Earth all the time. And you're used to it. And you're cool with it. And in fact, if you don't get it, you don't feel very well. And that's the truth. We've just decided our bodies have been around long enough that we've acclimated to it. Great. What's really going on out there? Well, billions of hertz. I mean, really. Okay, and then, in addition to them being just waves, now we're going to try to put some data on it, and now we're making this thing very, very erratic and scratchy, and that's what you hear coming out of an acoustometer, is all the erratic scratchiness. And what is that stuff? What is that stuff? It's called noise. We already have noise laws, nuisance laws, to control noise. And, hey, they're international laws. They're all part of our system. It came from Sweden. We all have in the United States. If you don't like your neighbor running his stereo too loud at night, you can shut him down with a nuisance claim. Again, the police will come and shut him down. Cool. Well, that's audible noise. That's just one small part of noise. Noise is actually electromagnetic vibrational energy through the air. That's what it is. Some of it you can hear with your ears, and most of it you can't. But guess what else can hear it? Your spleen, your pancreas, your brain, your testes, your breasts. They hear it and react to it because it's vibrational energy. And we are based on vibrational energy because we're completely electromagnetic ourselves. And now you sit down and go, well, what's the level of our cellular operations? Like 50 millielectron volts. Let's do the math. 10 to the minus 21. That's the level of electrical energy that we have running our cells. What are they allowing out in the world? 10 to the 1. That's 23 orders of magnitude different. 23 orders. You understand? That's a number with 23 zeros after it. What is that, quintillion? I'm not even sure what it is. It's just asinine that we are actually thinking that this is going to be okay. It was never going to be okay. And even if you take it from 10 million down to 1, okay, I'm still 15 orders of magnitude difference. I mean, come on now. This is a lot. You don't want this stuff around you. You want to be as quiet as possible because that's how your body operates. And so how do you do it? You have to play the chess game. How do we get this done? Well, unfortunately, we have a field of propaganda. The field of propaganda says, hey, we can do anything we want up to the FCC guideline. And by the way, if you mention the words concern and worry and risk, well, you're done. You're finished. We already got you handled. We got all the court cases we need. Oh, you're going to say something about microwave radiation? No problem. We got that thing called the FCC. We got you defeated. So keep on coming in. We know how to slay you. Why do you keep coming on the same chessboard and getting slayed? I have no idea. There's a great little chessboard over to the right. Why don't you exit the bad chessboard and go over to the wide-open chessboard? Which one's that called? That's called effective radiated power. Do we have court decisions over effective radiated power? Oh, no, we don't. Do we have rules written about effective radiated power? Oh, yeah, good ones. Lots of them. By the FCC. We get to take advantage of. Great. What do we know about effective radiated power? Well, what it really does is it looks at the maximum power that the antenna can output. And now you get a chance to say, hey, we only want an antenna that has no chance of exceeding the amount of effective radiated power that we want. Now, we're going to choose effective radiated power sufficient to provide telephone calls. Got it. But that's all. That's all you get. Now we're good. Now we're not in trouble. Now we can move on with our day and save the stock market and wash our hands and stop worrying about small cells.